Teddy J is a beautiful Wednesday here in the show, which we call Hump Day After Dusk Wednesdays. Oh yeah, and man, it's been another crazy week. You know, Hump Day always marks the middle of the week, so it kind of just sets the tone for what's going to go on for the rest of this week. How am I going to get through it? All that good jazz. And I'm going to say, man, it's been another great week of thus far for the very simple fact there's just been so many positive things that happened, with the exception of the Cowboys losing on Sunday. We talked about that a little bit on yesterday's show on Glitz and Glamour. Well, we weren't here on Monday, you know, because that was a good day that Cowboys were playing, so I was watching that game. And appreciate you all for hanging in there. You know, I'll listen to some of the older shows that we have up. You know, you can always do that by going to blogtalkradio.com/SeddyJ. That's CEDDY letter J. And that will allow you to listen to the show in its entirety all over the place, man. You'll be able to listen to all the shows from show number one up to present shows. And always be, and also listen to the live shows as well, man. So always make sure you go there. Enjoy. It's accessible from any type of device, whether it's from your computer or from your mobile device. You can reach it on there. So definitely check it out. Now, I want to make sure we can announce for an announcement about our special guest we'll be having on tonight. I will be having a special guest, a model, Chrissy White, will be in the building. So we'll be talking to her. And some of the stuff we will be chopping up will be about her recently serving in the U.S. military in Afghanistan. So can't wait to talk to her about that and how she's making her transition to veteran status and focusing more on her modeling career in college and everything in between. And also, of course, digging, because it's getting close to the end of 2014, we'll be digging into what she has going into the rest of this year leading into 2015. So I cannot wait to talk to her in a bit. It's going to be crazy, man. Very, very crazy. So, and here's the interesting thing. When she actually started working the movement and whatnot, she was actually still overseas at the time. So that's what I just found so great. And we'll be talking more about that when she gets on. So hang in there. We'll be talking about that about around the 15th of the hour. So be on the lookout for that. Some other big news, reminding everybody that tomorrow we'll be releasing a new issue of Life at the Dust Live. Excuse me, not Life at the Dust Live, Human Canvas Magazine. And that'll be the Veterans Edition. That'll be dropping on November 1st, excuse me. And, you know, just kind of gearing up. The countdown will be starting tomorrow. Letting everybody know, hey, it's almost out. So definitely get it, man. You know, after... And that'd be a great treat for after Halloween, you know, trick-or-treat. And so the first be this Saturday. So be ready, man. Get your money. You know, I know some of y'all be selling y'all food stamps, man. And use some of that money and, buy you a copy of the magazine. And also let everybody know, too, for that issue, of $1 for every issue sold. A copy sold. And that'd be from here on. It'll be starting from this month and this year on. We'll be giving $1 for each sale to a person, a disabled veteran in a DFW. So we definitely want to be able to give back to our events, man. Definitely help somebody out in their time of need. Let's just let them know, hey, we appreciate you for serving us, and we know times are hard in this economy, and the fact that you served us and you're starting to go through so much transgression to make things happen is just, you know, we understand how you feel. So that's what we're all about. Cannot wait. All right, that being said, we can go into a bit of a music break, and then we'll be back right here on Life at Dusk Live, Someday After Dusk Wednesday. Let's go ahead and start the show off with my girl Andrea Lewis track, and this is going to be Raindrops.
For the day, it's like they've read my mind or heard your message about you telling me I should stay away. Take it all away. Your words so hurtful because of you. I've become doubtful that this hurt will ever truly go away. And the standard's been set by you.
That I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I CC around town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap. No looking back, spaceship. Don't come equipped with rear view mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp. I'm glad it's night. Throw the light from the sun. With that vermin on my bum when I shoot the moon. I jump the room like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? Fuck it.
All on me, all on me, all on me. all on me. She on me. All on me. Yeah. All on me.
I'm in this bitch looking good like a million bucks. Gone out the loud, got me turned up. Shawty DTL, so she gotta fuck. We in the club, getting naked like we about to fuck. You know I'm scrapped up, I ain't even tripping. Got my squad with me, so you know we winning. I ain't looking for no problems. But if you want war, you know my nigga got the chopper. Shawty on me, but you know I had to pass it to my team. I ain't worried about it, bitch, you know I like green. But she all on me.
Off in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP. Got drinks, got weed. Real bad bitch, and she all on me. All on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me. Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP. Got drinks, got weed.
Bury me a G, and they won't know it. It's the same old source, same old tales, from the same old niggas, but the same old sales, from the same old times, from the same old jail. Nigga, do what you do, from the same old smell. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga.
Right, right. Hey. The diamonds around my neck flash like a flashlight.
Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP, got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, and she all on me. All on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me, all on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me. Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up.
Free Flow Fridays, week five.
Yeah, I'm the only one that got the job done. The new album is the bomb, take cover for me. Yeah, I told y'all in 08, man in the city, y'all was hating, now everybody. Believe me, nigga, rolling underground, run the battle scene, nigga. Man in the city, August 17th, nigga. Part 2 dropping August 17th, nigga. Believe me, yeah. Free Flow Fridays, week five. Next week, I'ma drop the first track off the album. When y'all hear, y'all gon' see why can't nobody fuck with me. Let's have fun right now, though. It's been me and Uncle Calvin off the rip. That's the man who put me in the shit. Heard he throwing up the gang, I check his resume quick. I've been banging HL since Nut jumped me in the shit. Rest in peace to Titan Shag, nigga, what's up the brick? Goddamn, they still downloading poetry. The most forward-thinking EP. Live from the struggle, put Denton on the map. Fort Worth, what's the hat? My nigga Blue running Dallas, Niggas lying like they putting on. But last month I was played on the radio. I kept it real, I was booking everybody's shows. I asked for the same niggas, turned to a hoe. Now I'm like, it's my time, nigga. You ain't getting booked, fuck you and your problems, nigga. Fuck a gun, catch fate, I'm trying to box, nigga. The most electrifying man since the Rock, nigga. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. She better hide it in a twat, I need a real bitch. We pop Molly, East Room, and smoke big spliffs. Crack baby from the 80s, psychedelic shit. August 17th, I'm about to shut the city down. 3 count, pin them down, figure 4, tap them out. I'm about cash and respect, plus my weed strong. It's like work, next week I drop the real song. And I promise you gon' love it, your bitch. I was homeless, Curtis Gordon, he can vouch it, your bitch. But now I'm living good, ain't working hard, get hard. These rappers try too hard to sound too hard, too hard. These rappers try too hard to sound too weird. I'll probably sign a major deal next year. My homie Battle told me do this beat. This shit for Josh's daughter, Battle cancel every week. My mama made it out the hospital. Thought I would lose her, so I cried a little. They not rapping.
amazing grace, God is great, hey. These principles I live by can't be taught by principles. Unwritten codes can't be learned, it's instilled in you. Yeah, last month I was in two magazines, and bitch, we dropped an I'm From Texas documentary. Yeah, Man in the City too, August 17th we dropping. Release party August 16th, birthday bash August 30th with Miller Virgos, you know what I'm talking about? In the City Kids clothing, AV316 shirts. We running this bitch, I'm a walking billboard, ho. Trump Pop, K104, Chris Cole in After Hours, AVTheGreat.com, and that's the bottom line, because AV said so.
I mean, really, Martin, all this talk about how I can't get a man. Please. Now, Martin, do I look like I can't get a man with all this wagon I'm dragging?
Yeah. This a public service announcement. I need all basic bitches off the dance floor. Yeah. And make room for all that wagon that she dragging. Yeah.
Your girl Kawana Jackson, and I'm rocking with the Dusk Spot Radio Show.
have my hair did. Stopped in the boutique and just bought an outfit.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, is Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. All right. We got in the building now. Very special guest all the way from the other side of the country. Well, I'm in the middle, so kind of, you know, this is whatever. So welcome to the show, my girl, Miss Chrissy. What's up? What's up?
Hello. Hello. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me. Oh, thank you, everyone. Yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad we were finally able to arrange this. Definitely, yes.
Yes, I know. It's like, and I was like, oh, no. I know the time. I was like, no, not again.
Yes, I knew, and I made myself a little reminder. I was like, you know, I'm going to get back to him. I'm definitely not going to, you know, miss that chance to be on his show. Because, you know, I just appreciate the invitation for one thing. And, you know, as you know, I just recently come home from a deployment. So I just needed some time, I guess, to kind of get things, wind things down a bit, you know.
Your brain reboot back to civilian mode all the way.
Yeah, I needed I thought I'd be more available sooner, but again, you know, I ended up needing just an extra time to kind of get some things together. And so I said, oh, let me try them again and see if I can try again to be on his blog radio. I've noticed blog radio, since I've been back in the States, I've noticed that blog radio is much more popular nowadays. So, you know, I'm definitely always happy to support it.
Oh, yes. Actually, on this show, we're in our 6th year. You know, we celebrated our 5th year anniversary back in March. So,
oh, wow.
You know, we want the pioneers around here that kind of, you know, just make people
want
to,
oh, geez, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, we try to do a little side something, you know. So,
yeah, That's great to hear. Yeah, like I say, blog radio is becoming more and more popular, but it's good to hear that y'all been, you know, going strong now in your sixth year. That's great. Right.
But I think more so, too, is because you have more freedom. I feel you have more control of yourself.
You do. You know, and people are, you know, so much is internet now, you know, than when I mean, I'm not that old, but, you know, 29 years old, and I know when I was a little kid, there was no such thing as blog radio yet, you know, but things are so much more internet-based now, and, you know, people, you know, will scroll through the internet and then click on radio stations now versus, you know, back in the day when I was a little kid, you know, it was just, you know, AM, FM, and that was the only option. And like you say, maybe it wasn't as much, you know, freedom in that, you know, it wasn't as much creativity as maybe now you can have now with the blog radio. So.
Right. Hey, don't make it sound so old. I'm on to hear you, and you made it sound so old just now. You're like, well, you know. Like, no, we're young. We're not even 30 yet, so.
Yeah, you're 29?
And even when I'm 30, I'm still going to be 28, actually.
You're 28? Oh, wow. So I'm 1 year older than you. No.
Yeah. You can go ahead and put down your hand.
Still young, okay.
Ain't
nobody got time for that.
Over the hill. Get the heck out of here.
20s is still young. 20s is
40. If you were
even 40s. I mean, people are still having children in their 40s. I've known people like have their first child in their early 40s. I mean, you know, so hey. You know, 40s is still got some good years.
Black
Blacks don't crack.
I said black what? Don't crack, so.
Oh, blacks don't crack?
Yeah, we don't crack, you know, so, you know.
We
can be 40, you know. We look.
I still look kind of, yeah, I've noticed that too. The genetics, you know, for African Americans is, you know, different. So, you know, that's good to know. That's good to know. It compensates for the heart disease and all the other, you know, the other things that are somewhat prone to African American. Yeah, at least we got that. Hey, if we do make it to old age, we're not gonna. At least we'll look, you know, you know, not as with wrinkles or things. But
that's the way of putting it, because no one ever says it that way.
If we make it there, well, at least we'll look, you know, instead of looking 60, we might look 40, you know, or something like that, or 50. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's dig into, you know, how you got into modeling. First off, you know, what was the time you actually got into modeling, and also, how did you find a way to still do it while still serving in the military? I've seen models do it. But it's just so interesting how y'all find time to do it.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, about balancing time. But briefly, though, as far as how I got into it, on and off all my life, I've always kind of been involved in something relating to modeling. When I was a child, my mother would take me to little commercial auditions and put me in pageants and things like that, and I think one time there was a little photo contest in a magazine and such like that. And then during middle school and high school years, I actually went to middle school. When I was in middle school, I did something for a newspaper, and then I kind of lost interest during my teen years. But once I graduated high school, I would say that's when especially when I left home when I was about 21, 22, when I moved out, and I lived in Greenville for a few years. And I really blossomed a little bit more when I was in Greenville, and I started feeling more confident about doing stuff like that. And I wasn't in the service yet. So when I did join the service, I just said, well, you know, this is something that I sort of do for fun and personal enjoyment and you know, because I like photography and such. You know, but there's nothing, I see nothing wrong with me keeping that in my life. And when I'm on active duty, you know, when I'm doing, like when I was doing, when I was in middle of basic training and that period, you know, I couldn't really be involved in that. And then when I was deployed, also at another active duty time, I couldn't be involved in that. But whenever I'm just, you know, on reserve status, you know, it's definitely time to have that in my life. And I enjoy it. And I've known a few other military girls that do stuff like that too, in their off time and their off, you know, they're when they're on reserve and you know, just doing them and such. So I guess that's kind of how I have found to still keep it in my life and you know, just something that I definitely have always enjoyed. And
I was definitely, now as far as like kind of, you know, dig into, you know, being in the military, you know, kind of discuss like how, I mean, your personal experience of having to give up so much, you mm-hmm. know, serving the country, because of course you have to leave everything behind, and of course, you know, mm-hmm. while you're back and forth, things are changing and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, how does that transition go about? And, you know, how do you find a way to still keep a sane mind about it?
Well, and sane mind being the operative term, I hope I have managed to keep a sane mind. But no, yes, it's crazy. It's all another world. I mean, and you know, you do go through a lot of transitions. When you're in any branch, I imagine, but I know for the Army, which is what I'm in, you know, doing basic training and such, you are given some preparation into what type of mindset you need to have in order to handle military life with what they would call resiliency, you know, being able to go through these, you know, trainings or go beyond active duty or go overseas, you know, and whatnot, and still, you know, keep the tools within yourself that you need mentally to stay, you know, to still remember yourself and remember and still keep on top of your own civilian life. Also, you know, I have to say the military does definitely, like, make available a lot of resources, you know, if you do need to talk to someone, you know, like, you know, therapeutically or something, or, medical resources, if you have any physical issues from having been in the service, you know, so there's definitely ways to fix, there's definitely never a shortage of opportunity to fix yourself, you know, from having been in the service and been in these different transitions and these different environments. You know, they definitely don't leave you hanging. But what I have found, but I think also, you know, every soldier or every, you know, person in a uniform service needs to have their own way of handling, like, something. Like, I use spirituality to sort of counteract some things. To sort of keep me sane. You know, every soldier needs to have, or again, anyone in the military needs to have something to sort of keep them, you know, as you said, you know, sane. You know, I know when I was overseas, a lot of soldiers would be in the gym a lot, working out a lot, you know, to try to, maybe more than they usually would, you know, to just try to keep some kind of normal balance in their life, and maybe they just really enjoy working out. And I did some of that too. But for me, one the biggest thing was spirituality. Like I started a Bible study group while I was overseas, and we used to meet once a week every Wednesday night. And like, you know, that really helped me out a lot. And I would read. I've collectively have read the whole Bible now, and that's partly because of being deployed. While I was overseas, I did a lot of Bible study in my own time, and a lot of praying and, you know, speaking to God and everything. So, you know, so that's something, you know. I also used to do a lot of writing, you know, and also, you know, hanging out with other soldiers and talking to them and, you know, and sharing my story here and their situation. We all have stuff going on back at home, sometimes near that listening ear. So, you know, you just find sort of, just to wrap it up a minute, you know, you just sort of find what, something that helps you sort of remember, you know, the other part of the world and your world and your day in life, whether it's keeping in touch with family or working out or spirituality, you know, just something, you know, to try, like you say, to try to stay sane, because it can be crazy. And if you don't have nothing that you're holding on to, you know, you can, you know, lose your sanity, absolutely.
Oh, I completely agree, because it's some people that are so misguided. I mean, just not even in the military, people who don't have, they always, what's the phrase they always say, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And a lot of people don't have anything they live on.
Yeah, you need a foundation in your life. You need a foundation in life. And so, you know, I can say, I mean, you know, I'm always happy to share the word, you know, the good word, gospel, you know, to other people, but if they're not into a specific religion, then I would just, or a spirituality, then I would say, you know, well, have something, some kind of foundation in your life, you know, something that you're doing this for, something that you're out here fighting for, you know, because, like you say, not even just in the service, but in any area, you know, your career, you know, school, whatever, whether you're blind, you know, whatever it is you're doing, you know, the world is a tough place. You know, military world is a tough place, and the real world is an even tougher place. So, I mean, you know, you got to have something to sort of keep you grounded, and definitely having people in your life, you know, keep that circle with you, you know, friends, family, you know, whatever, you know, keep some circle of support with you. I have to say, I couldn't have made it through that deployment. I don't think I would have made it completely sane out of that deployment had it not been for so many supporters that I had back home side, you know, friends and family that would mail me things and, you know, call me, check in on me, send me cards, you know, some of those things are the things that really kept me going, definitely. You know, so definitely, you know, reach out to any kind of any support system you have, even if it's just some friends you have, you know, just anyone that does, you know, care for you or love you, like, that's such a blessing, you know, that's such a value, that's such a value. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to dig a little more into the modeling side on you, you know, as far as, you know, some of the people you work with, you know, who are some of your favorite photographers that you work with so far and why?
Okay, well, that's easy. I have two favorite photographers at the tie right now. First, his name is Addison Fields, and he's actually located in, based out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. And he was one of the first photographers. He's on my, whoever's listening to this, I mean, he's also on my Model Mayhem, so, and which is connected to the Dust Spot site, so hopefully maybe anyone wants to look him up, they can. But he was one of the first photographers. I worked with him when I lived in Greenville. One of the first ones that, like, really helped me to come out. I mean, like, he made me feel so comfortable in front of the camera. He sort of brought out the non-shy side of me. I'm shy and I'm extroverted. I'm kind of both. So, but in front of the camera, at that point, I had only shown shy, subtle looks, you know, and subtle, sultry look about me that I was given. But he, like, you know, sort of unleashed a little bit something more. He got that other side to come out, and we had fun. We had fun. He also makes a count. He does calendars. He will, you know, take pictures and, you know, make a 12-year calendar for you. You know, he has lots of little you know, things that he can do. He's good with Photoshop and all, and, you know, all these fun things, all these cool effects. Also, I want to give a shout-out to my second but equally favorite photographer, Mr. Christopher Armstead. He is located in Augusta, Georgia. He's very, very well-known in Georgia and the Carolinas. He's worked in the music industry. He's you know, kind of a pioneer himself, very experienced. His wife is also a makeup artist, and they usually tag team and do a photo shoot for the model and do their makeup and the photos. And he's so creative. The profile picture I have now on my Facebook, that, you know, as you've seen me, you see on Facebook, we've messaged each other, that he did that picture. And, I mean, you know, he's just done these cool effects and lightings and angling angles and such that I've, you know, yet to experience prior to him. So right now, I have to give it up to the fellas because, you know, both my favorite photographers are two very talented men that I'm, you know, have been very happy to work with.
All right, now, as far as, you know, some of the stuff you want to do in the future, what's some of the stuff you really want to tackle as far as the modeling that you may have not done yet, or something that bring you out of your comfort zone? What's some of those things you want to do?
As far as future for me with modeling, you know, it's been a while. I think once I was signed, it's been a while since I've been attached to a particular agency or group. It was a few years ago, I was attached to a modeling group that was based out of here, Columbia, South Carolina, where I'm at. And so I would say, you know, now that I'm back home and kind of building back up that, you know, that portfolio and such, that I wouldn't mind maybe being attached again to some type of organization or group as I was prior. I had to leave at the time for basic training military, so I had to leave that thing that they're no longer in business. So, you know, I'm considering actually for other reasons, career-related reasons, I may be relocating to Georgia in the next year or so after I finish my degree. So, you know, if I do relocate, or even if I don't actually relocate, you know, just commuting to cities where there are, you know, definitely a bit more varieties of opportunities, I would like to, you know, continue forward and probably, you know, attach myself to some type of representation, you know, and that's what I would definitely, you know, be interested in. And even if, you know, for some reason that doesn't end up being possible, then I'll definitely always continue doing freelance things as I've been doing, and I'll definitely still have enjoyment for that. And one thing about the photography and the modeling is it helps in promoting other projects that a person is working on. I'm also working on other things. I've done some acting before. I've done some theatrical acting, and I like to revive that as well. So, you know, with the modeling, I always have, you know, those headshots and things ready. So, you know, the pictures are never, you know, for nothing. They can always go towards the betterment to promoting other things that I'm also working on. So.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of people don't get that. Like, is much more, you know, utilized. I mean, I think being a model is great because it just how, where it leads if you do things the right way. Like, for instance, because you're always doing different types of shoots, and if you have to do something where you take on a different type of character and all that,
mm-hmm.
you're acting anyway.
Yeah,
and then because
absolutely.
You have pictures all the time, again, like you said, you always have pictures on hand to give
you
to someone for a different project.
Yeah, for other things, you know, and most females that I know, I network and often support other local models, and most of them that I know that do it, they're also doing other things too. Like maybe they're also cosmetologists, or they're also, you know, other things to where, you know, having, you know, good pictures on deck, you know, as you say, you know, are you know, an asset, you know, to have those nice pictures on deck like that. So I look at it that way too, that, you know, whatever it should become, you know, it's still beneficial for my life. I've I've met some great people from doing it. Truly went to an event that I was invited to by a photographer, and it was like a women's empowerment event, and it was such a motivating event, and I got to network with some local business owners and such, you know, and I got invited to that from a photographer that I had modeled for. So, I mean, you know, it's always going to, you know, going to have, hopefully good ripple effects. So, but yeah, you know, so hopefully, you know, again, go forward with modeling and either way, you know, continue to have good benefits. No, I encourage, you know, any woman, any female to, you know, pursue what she wants and to, you know, have get in front of the camera and have fun. Enjoy. Life is short. Have fun. You know what I'm saying?
That's the end. Actually, that venue went to, one of the people who was a keynote speaker, or he was a speaker, period, I saw, he actually was a guest on the show, Stephen LaBarcier. That was that was an interesting show. He was going to heck in. So a lot of people don't realize. See, people don't realize we be having stars on here, man. You know, we sneak
them in.
I believe it.
Yeah. So you never know when, you know, being in this stuff, you know, who you might meet and whatnot. And you know, I definitely appreciate that as well. So I've done a variety of different, I've done some, you know, print things, like things that ended up in newspapers, local newspapers. I've worked at a governor art school where I sat for a portrait, you know, and then I've just done the pictures and such, such as you've seen on my Facebook, you know, those kind of things, those studio kind of things. I've done outdoor stuff. So I've had a lot of fun with it and met a lot of, you know, interesting people. You meet a lot of eccentric, photographers are very eccentric, creative people. I mean, they're artists, and it's inspiring to be around them.
Okay, so we got to dig into your personal life some more, because today is Hump Day at the Dozen Wednesday, and that's what we do best.
This is a personal life day. Okay.
We dig, Hump Day. You think about Hump Day, it's not just, a lot of people think of Hump Day is the middle of the week, but we turn it into something completely different.
We take that
to a whole other.
Oh Lord! Oh no!
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna brace myself, but okay, go.
Brace yourself. well, see, just relax. In the words of Aaron Rodgers, RELAX, relax.
Relax. Okay. All right.
All right. So first stuff. I don't know. Many people I want to know in crimes. I'm trying to figure out where you stand in love right now. You know, what's your situation?
It broke up a little bit, but are you asking me what is my relationship situation right now?
Yes, what is your love life looking like right now? That's probably a question.
Oh, what is my love life looking like right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I've got you. Okay. how long do we have for this show?
We got about 10 minutes left.
Okay. It might
so
take
got
an hour.
Song.
It might take an hour to explain. No. What my love life situation look right now? All I can say is, you know, I've been in my love life and relationship life and such like that. You know, I've that's also an area I've been blessed in, I feel. You know, I've had a lot of interesting experiences and everything like that. I was recently married, but at this time I have separated from that. So I'm sort of post that And you know, I've been moving forward, and the things and the actions in my life have been indicative of that. I've been, you know, moving forward at this time. As far as my ex-husband, there's definitely no bad blood there or anything. It's not a terrible, drama that's, still following or anything. It's just, it's just a split that has occurred that is, for me at this time, it's definitely for the best.
That's what he makes do. And like you said, it's not always a bad.
It's always what?
I just think it's always from bad reasons, from like super horrible bad reasons. But sometimes God makes things happen a certain way because it's not because it's a certain plan that He has.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I have been heard and been told and reminded myself of so many positive ways to look at the situation, and that's one of them is that you're more dead on than you even know, because that's exactly how I lead my life. I follow what I feel God wants me to do, and I pay attention to the signs and that He gives me and that He throws at me and the messages, and sometimes He has to even throw me a very proud sign, but it's so I can see it, so I can understand. And so and I like to also be, to any female out there listening, any women who have divorced and are moving on or have already moved on, whatever, I like to definitely be a positive example of a woman like that to other females out there who maybe are struggling with that decision or whatnot. But, you can do that, and, life goes on. It will be okay. I mean, it really does. Life really does go on, it's not the end of the world, and it's going to, it's a tough decision to have to make, and I'm not, I wouldn't wish it to happen, but if it does have to happen for someone, you can be a strong woman, and you can go forward, God, and if you do have that faith in God, I believe he can, or whatever you believe in, he can carry you, That's where I'm at. I'm in a very good place, and just so happy. I would say describe it like it feels like I've made it through a thunderstorm. And you're kind of at the other side now.
So Facebook, this whole because a lot.
Okay, I'm sorry, repeat that.
All right, on my
file. The reception, I'm sorry, it's kind of breaking up. I don't know, I'm trying to.
Uh-oh.
Maybe reception, I can hear you a little bit if you say something.
The entire problem, give me.
Hello? Hello? I'm
Black
and
There we go. We're back.
Oh,
here.
Yes. Wow, I can hear you. Yes.
We had some slight technical difficulties. I was getting ready to start meeting some niggas like that.
Okay. Much, much better. I'm glad I didn't. I said
yes,
online.
I was like, oh, it's like, hey, y'all.
I'm like, hello.
Please.
Okay. So, when I last said, hope you heard me. I was, you know, just wrapping
up. Oh, yes.
Up
you were coming through perfectly. I don't know what the heck was going on over here. It was ground
Okay.
zero.
Glad we were back in sync. Now, what was the last question that you just asked? Because you were kind of saying something.
Oh, no. I was saying that we were talking about five qualities that you look for in a mate on yesterday's show. And what was interesting, though, what I was mentioning about you, which was one of the things that both me and my crazy female co-host talked about yesterday, was people on these social media websites that tell all their love life, or not even just all their love life, but always bashing the opposite sex all the time on Facebook. God, and you know, it's so cool because, you know, you're one of those people who doesn't do that. And every time I see people who don't do that, I have to make sure I take the time out to give them a high five because I cannot stand it.
Oh, yes. I totally agree. And, you know, I have enough. I mean, I have material that, you know, I could have, you know, it definitely could have been like that. You know, I mean, you know, having now being divorced and such, but I still, you know, don't want to go there at this point in my life. You know, I won't say 29 is old, but I will say I'm older and wiser than I was when I was younger. And, you know, at this point in my life, I I'm not about that. Like, I'm not interested in blasting, you know, ex-lover, ex-husband and such on Facebook or whatever site, you know, for it to all be out there. And, you know, it's because, you know, that just it creates lots of problems. One, it lets everyone know your most vulnerable moments, you know.
Yes.
Two, you know, it lets everybody know your most vulnerable moments. Why do you want everyone to know about that? If it's painful or vulnerable for you, you know, do you want everyone to know about it? You know, that's, you're embarrassing yourself when you do that. And then anyone.
I say about even the good times, too. I mean,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
not even just for niggas.
So
they tell too much of the stuff. It's like, we have a play-by-play. We don't need a play-by-play.
Everything. Some people do, and then they wonder why their relationship maybe don't last or whatever. Because even because people talk, Tom, and I've seen people talk trash about couples, even when they're posting nothing but good stuff all the time. If they're tweeting, like on Twitter, whatever, you know, tweeting like nothing but great, you know, every play-by-play, I've heard people still, you know, get talked about, you know, negatively with that, like, oh, you know, that's probably fake. But, you know, so why even either way, you know, don't, whether all good or all bad stuff, you know, it's not good to, on social media, to blast up everything. You know,
me and my baby, we eating popcorn. Me and my baby walking over to the couch right now. Me and my baby
just
looking each other in the eyes. Oh, he just grabbed my back. Oh, he just cleaned my eyes. Oh, he just rubbed my feet. I mean, why? Why?
Yeah, we don't need to know something. And it's smart for you with the way social media has become, you know, to not give a play-by-play. Now, I mean, like, when I was married, I mean, I did, like, give a shout-out, like, you know, like on Father's Day, I think I put up something on my wall, Happy Father's Day, because he had children previously. I was a stepmother, so, you know, I gave, like, shout-out. You know, I'll do things like that, but, you
that's
know.
That's different, yes. That's
yeah, that's
completely
different. Don't hide it. You know, I want to hide someone, because then it's like I'm hiding something. And why am I hiding? But I don't do play-by-play, and I definitely don't. And when things are not good or, you know, have broken up or whatever, you know, I'm definitely not going to blast it. It was months after we separated that I even put any, you know, I even changed my name, my maiden name back and stuff, you know. So I tried to wait and, you know, be sensitive and respectful of things. Sometimes I'll deactivate social media sites if you're like, I'm in too much of a vulnerable place at the time that, you know, something might come out that I don't want to come out, whatever. So I definitely, and also, too, you know, you don't want to put up bad stuff, because what if you end up making up with that person or whatever? Well, now you're going to put all this bad stuff out there for the whole world. I mean, you know, you never know. You know, you don't burn bridges, you know, or whatever, with your significant other and such. You know, don't do that.
Here's a crazy thing, too. Some people might say, because y'all older. I mean, no. Here's a crazy thing. There's people who are in their mid-30s who act like that. That's the sad part.
Yeah, I've seen people, in their, you know, we're 28, 29, but Yeah, actually, I have seen, you know, people in their 30s that sometimes, you know, do the negative blasting play-by-plays of their lover or whatnot. You know, I know that I'm aware that social media is a way for ex-lovers to still look at each other or people that are together. It is a stalker website. You know, it is silent watching and silent stalking. You know, anyone has the ability now to do some stalking because of social media. So, you know, okay, you want to look, you want to silent watch, that's fine. But don't, you know, but you ain't got to broadcast and blast so publicly, you know, oh, my baby daddy ain't shit, you know, this, that, you know, you ain't got to put up all that. Yeah. You know, you ain't got to put up all, don't do that. Like, it's just, you know, if you, and I'm the kind of, like, if we have an issue, like, if there's someone, if there is like a former lover or something like that, that, you know, where there is some kind of still lingering issue, you know, just message, just tell me. Let me and you deal with this. Don't put up a status, you know, inadvertently, or, you know, just me and you can deal with this. And I'm not going to put up nothing inadvertently. You know, I'm going to come to you. Me and you, let's do a real crazy thing and just go to each other with it. And deal with whatever if there's some kind of, you know, issue. So, you know, instead of talking out loud on your wall.
Yes.
So.
Oh God.
I don't think
you understand how annoyed. I get turned off by chicks really quick to do that. It's like, oh,
yeah,
don't
do too much. Yeah, yeah. You know,
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either. I think, you know, when I was very younger, like maybe in my early 20s when I first got into some social media, at that time I was with someone else. And I think sometime when I first started out and I was, you know, maybe still have some immature way or whatever, like sometime I did things like that. But, you know, so as the years went by, I could see how that was such an ended up really hurting me more than helping me in any way. It doesn't make you look like a badass or nothing. It just makes you, it's just embarrassing. You know, you're sitting there embarrassing yourself. So, you know, I sort of learned, you know, how to handle the social media, you know, in a more productive way, and, you know, and make it work for me. And, you know, I mainly just use it to keep in touch with people nowadays and maybe to promote things that I'm working on and such. So, but yeah,
okay.
So I definitely don't put, so I can say that, you know, whatever went on with my previous marriage, especially, you know, social media had no part in, the decision for that divorce or no effect, or no other effects on making it harder or anything. So I kept social media out of it.
That's the way to do it. I mean, that's from a period.
Yeah, you got to keep if you want to keep things going, or if you're going through a breakup and you want the privacy to grieve for that, then, you know, definitely keep social media at a distance of it, definitely.
Okay, we're gonna dig some more. All right, so remember I did say it's hump day, so we're gonna dig even deeper. Describe the perfect romantic evening. Well, what's the most romantic? What's the perfect thing someone can do to make the best romantic evening ever?
Okay.
Even if it's totally extreme. Let's make this two things. From the extreme to the simplest thing. So a simple version and then a totally extreme version.
Okay, is this show PG rated?
Oh, this show is, you can say wherever the heck you want, however the heck you want.
okay.
Yeah, that's why people love life, and it does lie, because we say it the way we want to.
Okay, so.
That goes back to our point again, like we said earlier. That's the power of Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, but radio, you do have more freedom in that. Okay, all right, so I'll buy, you know, I'll indulge in that. So you said two dates, or two romantic evenings, one, you know, the most extreme, and then the other kind of simple. let me see. A simple romantic evening, you know. I definitely enjoy sort of, you know, cuddling. I enjoy affection and stuff, you know. For simple, I would say maybe like we have some candles going and maybe, you know, listen to some music and just, you know, being with each other and talking and having, you know, that intimacy time and such. You know, like I like being quiet and away from the world a bit, like maybe we're even out of town together or something, you know, on a little vacation or something, and, you know, it's just us and maybe some wine, you know, candles, music. Like, I love stuff like that, like just, you know, very, very serene and quiet. And like, oh, and cell phones put off, cell phone on silent or shut off. You can't shut off, at least just have them on silent. Just, you know, don't, let's not be looking through our phone, you know, let's just look at each other, you know, and just, you know, be together and enjoy this moment. You know, everybody, we got all our busy lifestyles and such. I like stuff like that.
I completely agree with you on that one.
Yeah,
he'd be
tripping
me out. Why, you'd be on a date with somebody and they all on their phone.
I don't like it.
Oh, my God. Check Facebook
yeah.
later.
Yes, yes.
Facebook will be there when you get back.
I'm trying to tell you, like, you can't take a break. You know, and to me, if you're on it, especially, now, if you're comfortable, say someone you've been with for years, you know, and they look on their phone around you, I can see that because they're comfortable around you. But if you're on, like, a new date, if this is a new person that you're trying
right.
to impress, yeah, impress or whatever, hey, no, you know, if you, you know, that tells me that we're not that interested in each other if one of us is, you know, looking through the phone so much while we're together or whatnot, like, you know, no, and I'm not
yeah,
going to
if I bore you already, then
yeah,
you
then I'm not
going to
waste
together.
My time. All right, and you can get on. You can take your little phone. If you can't start, take your eyes away from it. You can get out, you know what I'm saying? but no, so I like that, you know, just like phones put up, no distraction. I mean, that's the emergency or something, you know, just leave it alone. I love candles. I like, you know, having some good music going. And like I say, you know, just talking, maybe, you know, and having, you know, intimacy and something together. And, you know, wine makes you relax, but it doesn't get you too plastered. You know, it's like, you know, so that's what I say, like maybe some wine or something like that. I mean, like drunk falling out already, but, you know, something just, you know.
You know, I'm one of people, I don't like to be, it doesn't like to be a little inebriated, but I don't want to be nowhere close to being drunk doing that.
It's, yeah, it's
my
like
brain
like
just don't go
thing.
Well during that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
like you don't want
to
be pissed off.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a girl, like I said, you're in the beginning stages, maybe where you're trying to impress, you know, you still got on your best airs and everything. You know, you may not want to get like, slap drunk out of like hell, you know, you might want, you know, taste it together from there. So I can say, you know, I like serving wine and stuff. And I always keep a bottle. And then as far as an extreme, an extreme romantic even.
Uh-oh. You better get ready for this one.
Well, you know, obviously, sexual chemistry would have to, you know, be a part of that. I mean, you know, sexual chemistry would definitely be a part of that if it's an extreme type evening. You know, so it had to be with someone where, you know, with our, it's very established that we have good, you know, physical chemistry together, and are, you know, into the same things or whatever. I like, you know, maybe sometime, like I go back to, like I say, maybe we're out of town or something like that. Like, I like maybe where we're on a beach or something. Maybe we're, I don't know if it's illegal or not, but what I'm about to say, but maybe we're on a beach together or something like that. It's nice, it's no one around, you know, we, you know, be together and maybe have, you know, be intimate with each other, like maybe on the beach or something like that, you know. Like, I like that. You know, I like the idea of that, you know, like maybe, you know, to, you know, mix it up outdoor, you know, do something maybe outdoors or something. Or while we're on a vacation, like I said, I don't know, that might be kind of illegal or something like that.
No, it's not, because people have, plenty of people have done it.
Okay. That's what I figure. You know, people have done it. You know, and so you know, something like that, I would say, like, would be, you know, on a more a little bit more taboo as far as, you know, but still kind of romantic. You know, but still kind of romantic and stuff. So taboo. Still a little bit romantic. I mean, we're just laying together on the shore, you know, or something, and you know, we, you know, have, you know, get intimate with each other and stuff, like right there, like that's you know, that's fun. You know, you got
why are you listening to 2 Chainz cussing you out?
Why what?
I said, why you got 2 Chainz in the background cussing you out?
Yeah, you know, I love, like, mixing it up and such. Like, you're so silly. But I like, you know, mixing things up, and I like to, you know, with my partner or whatever, you know, I always, you know, like, you know, keeping it brand new, you know, try different things, you know, intimacy, sexual-wise, you know, you got to keep it from getting, because sometimes that's what I think makes people, if maybe, you know, have a, you know, might contribute to a wandering eye or something, you know, as if complacentness and, you know, too much comfortability. You know, you got to keep it exciting. You know, you got to keep it, I mean, you didn't know, you got to switch it up sometimes. So, you know, that's what I say, maybe like on the beach or something.
Exactly.
You know, definitely.
So what are my last questions. What's one of the craziest ones you've done so far personally? Or what's one of the craziest places you've done it at? Yes, because, Lord, I've had people try some things. I was like, what?
Okay,
what's going on? I'd be like, it's like, no, it's like, I don't want to be late.
One of the craziest, I have had an intimate experience on the beach already, so that to me.
That's why you were being slick, because you're already, and he's like, I don't know if it's illegal, because you.
Yeah, because I'm like, I hope I'm not, okay, someone's going to show the door ready to arrest me for that, but later or something. No, but no.
They ain't going to come chase you down later, but,
yeah,
you know, they might be on the lookout for you and say, we're going to make sure she's not doing it
again. They might be like, hey. They see me there again, and I'm like, hey, get off this beach, man, you know. But no, yeah, so beach location, you know, anytime I've done something outdoors, I feel that that's always kind of crazy or taboo. So yeah, the beach, that was pretty wild, that time, the times that I had there in that situation.
How deep is
Huh?
I said, I'm DJ Booth. That was an experience for me. I said, what? Excuse me?
Yeah. So, I'm trying to think, you know, I'm sure I know I have had other experiences, you know, that were not in a bedroom on a bed. I mean, you know, that were, you know, somewhere or something, you know, something that's out of the norm or kind of crazy. I'm sure I have, but that right now I can't place any others, but I know, yeah, I've had, you know, I like it at the beach. I like that. One time.
Because your sign is, what's your sign?
Virgo.
Oh, you're team Virgo too. Hey, Virgo. Everyone always does that, you know, that corny classified line. I'm a Pisces, and I'm like 6 feet.
Yeah,
they always
show
that one. It's like, okay, shoot yourself.
Yeah, but yes, I am a Virgo. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, they're proud of it. Love. Definitely.
I think we get underestimated a lot. I mean, because everyone always, Capricorn, Sagittarius, I was going to throw Scorpio up there.
Scorpios are always seen as the most freaky sexual sign.
Oh,
how
naive
get all the
they are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, how naive they are. You know, Virgos are very sexual as well. We're very passionate, you know. We're very passionate creatures. When we are in love, when we, like, do, you know, love and whatever, I mean, it brings out the most sexual part of us possible. We end up coming up with things, coming up with sides of ourselves that we didn't even know, you know. I mean, I've seen it, and I've talked to other Virgos, and I've heard it. So, you know, Virgos are definitely not to be underestimated. Definitely not to be underestimated. We're very, very intimate, you know, very, very passionate people.
Yeah, we're very open about talking about stuff or whatever. And then it is what it is. So be great.
Yeah,
keep proving
awesome
on us. If y'all want to, we're going to keep proving y'all wrong.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's okay. We'll keep proving y'all wrong. I'll be like, hey, I may not be a Scorpio, but, you know, I still got it. I mean, hey, you know, I still got it. Don't underestimate the Virgo. You know, in the Virgo, the Virgin, you know, the sound of it sounds more like, oh,
yeah,
you know,
I think that's what it is.
The Virgin, it sounds like that saying, you know, so you know, not looking for experience or, you know, inexperienced or whatever, you know, or not intimate or something like that, like rigid or something like that. And that's definitely not the case. In fact, I ain't met a Virgo yet who wasn't like a very sexual person. Every Virgo I know personally is a very intimate and passionate and sexual person, both the males and the females, both white and black. I mean, I've met it all, so, you know, so yeah.
Okay.
So.
One of my final two questions. One being, if you could pick one place in the world you really, really want to go to, where would it be and why? I have a feeling somewhere you might pick. I know, just because just from listening to you for what you were talking about, I know where you might pick.
Well, pick to do what?
No, just period. Just to go, just to visit. And yes. If you can, like, if you had a whole week to visit there, just period, where would that place be?
A place to go visit. Anywhere in the world.
Yes, you have anywhere in the world. You're not limited at all.
Okay, well, you say you think you already know. It's not going to be the beach. I mean, it's not going to be Myrtle Beach. It's going to be
I wasn't going to say Myrtle Beach. I was going to say, you know, it was going to probably be like Bahamas or something. Some island
the ocean
place you were going to probably pick. That's what I was thinking.
I would actually, and I'm not saying this just to throw this out of left field or anything, but I actually would love to go to Spain. If I had to go anywhere in the world, and as far as if I were to attribute something romantic to it, I think it still could be romantic. Yes, I've always wanted to go to Spain. I've been to Mexico, and I'm actually scheduled to go to Guatemala next year. I like going to, foreign countries of, you know, Latin culture as in something I've really enjoyed. And I've always wanted to go to Spain. I would love to go to maybe see like Madrid. You know, I would love to go to Europe, and Spain to me just seems like such a nice, classic and possibly romantic location to visit. You know, it's quiet. It seems kind of, I don't know. I never hear about a lot of terrible things going on there or anything. You know, I've been to Afghanistan and such. So, you know, I would love to go to, you know, a nice country in Europe. That would be nice. And I know, you know, with knowing some Spanish and such, I would pick Spain over France or another place. So.
Okay.
Yes, so I would love to go to Spain. I hope to go one day.
And my last question is, why should people support you? Why should they support you as a model?
Why should they support me? why should they support me? They ain't got to. They ain't got to support. No.
All right, you better cut it out. They might just do it.
Let me stop. No, I appreciate anyone who supports anything that I do. You know, not only the involvement with modeling. I appreciate anyone who supports anything that I do. Period. So, you know, I don't even really call my. I don't know that I'm worthy enough to call myself even the term model. I look at women like, classic, women who've always been very popular, like, say, Naomi Campbell, big celebrity women like that, Heidi Klum, so I don't even, feel myself worthy really to say model. I say, I do modeling things and such like that. At my little level, if anyone, shows any love or whatever, it's appreciated. And as far as why, I would say, just because I'm, just trying to live my life and do my thing and do me, and, anything I do is to reach another ambition usually, or to help aid another ambition. So, if you're showing me any love, which is appreciated, then it's going to have, it's going to help encourage me and have that ripple effect in my life and such. And I'm also, always open to showing love back. So, anyone who shows me love, I'm definitely showing some love back. So, they're also creating a friend when they do that. But again, whatever you can call me, modeling, I definitely appreciate anyone who supports it. Yeah.
All right, well, definitely. Well, we appreciate you for coming through. It was definitely.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad we finally did this.
Yes, and I feel like we were on like Oprah, like the Oprah life class or whatever, because we had to dig all the way through.
Yeah.
Interview with you. So it was fun. It was definitely worth the wait.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that. I hope I got some. Gave your audience something interesting.
Yeah, you did. You did. They definitely get to see the nice and then the naughty side all in one show from you. So it's obviously like, oh, okay.
Absolutely. You got to have both.
Well, everyone, y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all know y'all can always go to blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ. That's letter CEDDY, letter J. So there you go. And shoot, we're about to roll on out, everyone. Reminding y'all, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, there's a J. Oh, there's a U. There is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life at Dusk Live, your boy, City J, and my special guest, my girl, Miss Chrissy. And y'all know how we do it every single Hump Day show. We always give you the public service announcement that is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. Yeah.